Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to play The Flight of the Bumblebee. Played it, and nothing happened. I knew there was nothing to that story about a curse on the violin. Nothing to it at all. Now I can play The Flight of the Bumblebee every place.
Everything was fine until I got home that night. I took my violin out of its case to clean it with a cloth, and then put it under my chin to play just a little before going to bed. But as I played... this is what I seemed to hear.
You have disobeyed me, Jack. Played the bee when you shouldn't have, Jack. Now I say you must go back. Back to where you started, Jack. Started, Jack. Back to where you started, Jack.
Why, my violin seemed to be talking to me. It said something about how I must go back to where I started. Back to where I started? I wonder what that means. Oh, this is silly. A violin can't talk. It must have been my imagination. I'll go to bed and forget about it.
Well, the next night I was supposed to give another concert. I had about forgotten what had happened the night before, thinking it was just my imagination or a dream. Anyway, the concert was about to begin, and taking my violin under my arm, I walked out on the stage, put the violin under my chin, and started to play.
Oh, my goodness. What's the matter with me?
Something had happened. I couldn't play well at all. I couldn't play any better than I'd played years ago when I had just started. That's it. Back to where you started, Jack. That's what the violin had meant last night. It was true. There was a curse on me now. I had played the Flight of the Bumblebee. Now I'd have to go back to where I started. I was frantic, but I kept trying to play in front of all those people. Finally, they began to laugh at me. But I wouldn't stop. I kept trying and trying. Home a broken man. I couldn't believe that I had lost my power to play. I tried again at home in my study, but it was no use. I was back to where I was when I was just starting, just as the violin had said. So you see why I don't play the violin too well today. I had to learn all over again. Mary, I said, now you see why I don't play the violin too well today. Mary, Mary, you've been asleep. You haven't heard a word I said. Oh, well, maybe it's just as well. You kids who've been listening, let's just keep this to ourselves. We'll make it our little secret, huh? Till I've had a chance to get good on the violin again. Even if I never can play The Flight of the Bumblebee, it shows you when you make a promise, you should keep it. No telling what will happen if you don't. Now, where's my fiddle? I have a lot of time to make up, so might as well get in a little practicing.